A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and another installment of Bullet Points. This is our midweek catch-up and a chance to share a little bit with you about what's going on behind the scenes of the podcast. Now, listeners, I am pleased to say that big changes, good changes, are afoot. And in the not-too-distant future, you will be able to, drumroll please, listen to The Emma Gunn Show on Patreon. What's Patreon, I hear you ask? Well, if you don't know, Patreon is a membership platform that allows you to provide monthly financial support to your favorite content creators, and hopefully I'm one of yours. So right now, if you're listening on a podcast app, you're hearing ads before the show, and the revenue from these ads is essentially what allows me to create the podcast, because I receive an income that allows me to devote the time required to create the show, and it's a full-time job. When I started the podcast back in 2016, I had no plan for how I'd monetize the podcast. I just knew I really wanted to create a podcast that could help anyone who felt as I did. At the time, I was feeling a bit lost, a bit uninspired, a bit confused, and I was going to any source I could find for inspiration. And I knew that in my career as a beauty journalist, I had a little black book of contacts who could speak to incredible, inspiring experiences. And so that was really how the show began. And thanks to you, we have been able to evolve in many, many ways, covering lots of different topics, speaking to some incredible guests from all over the world, and just growing the show and chatting about and learning about the things that are really important to us. But it was 2 years before I made a penny. That was more than 100 episodes later. I did tell you I didn't have a plan about how to monetize it, so that kind of stacks up. So while I made the podcast in those early days, I also freelanced and juggled a variety of jobs to make ends meet. Now, I know some people are bothered by ads on podcasts, and as a podcast listener myself, I'm an avid podcast listener. I have many that I adore. I just ignore them. I scroll past them, or sometimes I'm interested to see what those particular podcasters are supporting, because generally, and this is true for me, people don't tend to take sponsorship unless they really rate the product. And if I'm listening to that person's show, I generally think that they probably rate the product and I'm interested to see what they have to say about it. But I can, if I want to, just scroll past them using the little button on my phone, fast forward 15 seconds, and then they're done and they're not bothered. But some listeners would prefer they weren't there at all. And so in the first instance, Patreon will be there so you can subscribe to the podcast ad-free. So there won't be a single ad at all. There will be a small change, though, to the main show because of this, if you are listening through the podcast app. So as soon as I was able to monetize the podcast, I was very specific that I didn't want any interruptions to the show. And what that meant was no mid-roll ads. So I'm sure you, if you're listening to this, you listen to other podcasts, you know that there are often interruptions throughout the show where mid-roll ads play. And I was always adamant I wanted it to be uninterrupted. However, obviously that means that there's less revenue from the podcast because I'm not opening all of the ad rolls. I'm ad spaces. However, the changes I want to make to the show mean that opening up the mid-roll to finance those changes is something I have to do. And by changes, I mean video production, social media. Right now, I do every single element of the podcast myself, and it's just too much to manage, just to be completely honest, given where I would like things to go. And from all of the messages I get from you, to be able to service what I think you want from me, or what you're telling me you want from me. So And there's also the other projects that I've told you about, like writing a book. It's just simply unmanageable at the moment without some sort of help. And opening up the ad spaces and generating a bit more revenue will really help with that. So I hope you understand why I'm doing this. With all of that said, I'm sure you're interested to know what becoming a patron over on Patreon will mean. Well, right now we'll start with ad-free episodes, and there will also be early access. Currently the podcast goes live on a Sunday, but if you're a patron, you'll be able to access it 24 hours earlier. Additionally, once Patreon is up and running, I will be adding video of all the podcasts, so you have the option to watch the show as well as listen. And I'm also looking to create weekly behind the scenes videos of the show and also some exclusive video and audio content just for patrons over the next few months. So it will grow as we get going. All this is to say that if you would like to support the podcast on Patreon, the link is in the show notes now and you can subscribe. This is the biggest change I've made to the podcast in the 6 years I've been creating it, and I'm really excited for what else I'll be able to bring you in addition to the show that you already listen to and get for free, unfettered access all the time. So that's the news element of the show. I hope that that makes sense. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. Or if you're curious, maybe I'll start a thread in the Facebook group and just explain the changes in there, and you can comment on that, chat to other listeners, see what you all think. But the podcast snippet for this week, and I'm actually sharing a little bit from my conversation with Lisa Billie from the most recent episode of the podcast. Now, if you're a long-time listener, regular listener, you'll know that these little snippets were a suggestion from quite a few listeners, actually, who said that they would be really interested to hear snippets from older episodes. But someone recently messaged me, actually two people messaged me, saying, actually, sometimes I save up your episodes of the podcast, and obviously they're hours and hours, and I would be really interested if you did snippets of more recent episodes. So let's try that out in this one. And that's why I thought I'd share my little snippet from my conversation with Lisa Billie from the most recent episode of the Long Form podcast, because in it we discuss radical confidence and what it can feel like to have a sense of unease about how you're living and what you're doing, because on some level you know that you should be doing something else, whether it's following a passion, pursuing a career that inspires you, it can be anything. Lisa was a stay-at-home wife for 8 years before she told her husband she was miserable and wanted to make the move into business, which fired her up and excited her. And in this clip, Lisa says something that at the time, and on re-listening, really hit me quite hard. She asked the question, are you living the life you love? So we join the conversation where Lisa talks about how to make those moves away from what's weighing you down and towards what fires you up. Here we go. But you have funneled everything from all of that experience into Radical Confidence, which is a book, obviously, but Radical Confidence is also, it really is something that you live, and it's something that you breathe, and it's something you feel passionate about based on the journey you've been on, based on the battle wounds you've won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it really was, because people thought, oh, it's because I've got confidence that I've been able to do the things I've done. And I'm like, oh my God, girl, if you had the voice in my head of how mean she is to me on the daily, of all, you know, I call her the bitch in my head. So she's always cruel. She's always telling me the things I'm not good enough at, the thing why I should never try anything new. And so I was like, what are people seeing? They think I'm confident? That's insane. And then I realized, oh, they see radical confidence, which to me means I'm completely petrified. I'm actually very inadequate to try this new thing. I'm not educated on this thing. I don't have the ability. But you know what? I'm going to give it a shot in a way. And I know, and I have a belief in myself, that if I fall on my knees, I can get back up. And that is what radical confidence is. And that allows me every single day to move forward, even when I'm scared, even when, let's take an early day at Quest. I walk into a room and there's 10 guys with all many years of business experience over me. So it's not me feeling the imposter syndrome. I'm just feeling badly about myself. It's like, no, there's actually 10 men who have like 10 years of work experience or business experience before me. I've spent the last 5 years being a stay-at-home wife, or the last 8 years being a stay-at-home wife. So I walk into this room and you can be petrified. You can actually be so conscious about where you are compared to them, that you don't enter the room. But I have radical confidence, which means that I go into that room going, I don't know what I don't know. And you know what? By walking into this room, I can be humble and I can learn. And it's that mind shift, that change that used to stop me from doing anything in life, that literally for 8 years, I was dismissing my own unhappiness because I was just like, oh no, you just, you know, don't worry, like you can keep going. And now I just listen to the, like, I, not that I listen to the voice, but I just go, if I don't walk into this room, if I don't speak up, if I don't make a change, what am I going to get? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So by realizing, oh, I don't need to feel great about myself to make a change, which is what confidence is, I can make a change, and the feeling great will come at the end. It's the byproduct of action. So you go in as the learner. You keep learning. As you keep learning, you get more competent. As you build the competent, the confidence comes. So the confidence is the end thing. It's the thing that comes after you've done everything else. But everyone, including myself, is waiting for the confidence piece first. And that is why I think so many people, especially women, are so freaking stuck.
Yes, there is this idea of being stuck. And it's almost like being in a waiting room. And we've talked about it, waiting for... waiting to get somewhere and then you feel amazing, or I can't start that until this happened. I can't do this, I can't do the other. And I think what this really leans into, and actually the dedication in the book, is to anyone brave enough to pick up this book and consider change, which is brilliant. Because okay, so let's talk about it. 8 years as a housewife, and you've said before, no disrespect to housewives, anyone chooses that, that's completely their journey. It just wasn't authentic to who you were.
Yeah,
8 years is a really long time to silence and quiet something that's like bubbling up inside of you.
I mean, but don't you find though that especially at first, we never just go, oh yeah, I'm not happy, okay, I'm going to make a change. It normally starts with whispers. And you're whispering to yourself. Now, sometimes that whisper is so uncomfortable because it could lead to something that's even more uncomfortable that you ignore it. So the thing that I, as if anyone at home can kind of relate to, is like, think about if you're even the whisper of like, are you happy in this relationship? Let's say that's the case. And you're not sure. And the whisper's like, well, you know, you've kind of been settling for a while. You're like, no, I don't want to listen to that voice. Why don't you want to listen to that voice? Because what if it gets louder? What if it actually says you're not happy? Now, that means you have to act on it. And the acting can be petrifying. That means like, well, do I have to speak to my partner? Does this mean that we have to go to therapy? What if they're not willing to go to therapy and I am? What if you're married? Who gets the house? If you have kids, who gets custody? Who gets them at Christmas time? What, are you going to die alone? Like, right? It's like becomes like this whole like list of other questions that come along with that. And so many of us stay quiet. We push away the whisper because we don't want to deal with the reality that comes with listening to the whisper, and it's freaking hard. And so for me, I was just waiting for the when my husband is happy, when we have enough money, when I have the confidence. And because I never hit rock bottom, which I know so many people do, and that's usually where they make their change, right? It propels you into action. What about all the women like myself who didn't hit rock bottom? What is that thing that is going to jolt you into action, that's going to make you take notice of the life that you're living? And I didn't do that because I kept saying to myself, I'll wait till when. So anyone listening right now, the question I want to pose to them is, what happens if that when never came or never comes? Right now, as you're listening to this podcast, as you're listening to me and Emma speak, that when that you use, if it never came, would you still do what you do every single day, or would you make a change?
That's a really brilliant way of looking at it.
And that's the catalyst, right? To then realizing, oh, maybe I'm not living the life I love. And that's my message. That's what the book is about. It's not about that I went from anything, like you said, about a message being a housewife, but it's about identifying the life that you have, asking if it actually aligns with the dream you want or the life that you want, and then questioning things like your belief system. I had the belief I was supposed to be a stay-at-home wife and supportive, you know, and a mother because of my Greek upbringing. So I never questioned that belief until I started to see and listen to the whisper saying to myself, do you like putting clothes out for your husband. And then that came with, oh my God, I don't want to take care of my husband anymore, even though I love him. And that leads to a whole bunch of other things. But that's where the whisper is so important. And then how do you identify what the whisper is trying to say to you? And then how do you do that jolt yourself awake with questions? And so that's like the first question that I found really helps people orient themselves to, oh, I don't know if I'm sacrificing without realizing it.
To listen to more of Lisa's insights in the full unedited episode of the podcast, simply click the link in the show notes or scroll back on the feed where you are currently listening to this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.